Thank you, Mr. President. More than 20 years after the treaty entered into force, we still see states and non-state armed groups using these inhumane weapons. As young activists, we condemn the use of landmines by all actors, and we call on all state parties to do the same. For those who continue to use landmines, remember you are not just attacking your enemy, but also the people you want to protect and future generations. Besides their humanitarian impact, landmines also affect a community's socioeconomic development. Many people are unable to access their land and essential services, such as healthcare and education. Among us, there are fellows who have had to leave their homes because of mines and still cannot return. The impacts go beyond humanity to the natural world as well. We want to thank the president of the 21st meeting of states parties for the steps taken to include environmental considerations in mine action. We further urge the international community to continue their work and include an environmental mainstreaming approach in their mine action strategies. We have noticed that funding is often concentrated on clearance, but we urgently need global support and funding for victim assistance and mine risk education, including for community-based organizations who are leading these efforts on the ground. Remember, the effects of a mine injury reverberate throughout the entire international community, from individual survivors and their families to global actors. Even after the mines are cleared, we must commit to support for victims and deminers during demobilization. Like victim assistance, mine risk education often receives inadequate attention in many countries, hindering prevention efforts and in providing life-saving information. Information is at the foundation of this treaty. Article 7 reports are a crucial component to mainstreaming, maintaining transparency, and providing information. It is the states' party's duty to update these reports annually. By transparency, we mean that you should provide disaggregated data and thorough reporting, which will highlight the needs of under-resourced activities like victim assistance and help donor countries provide targeted funding. More transparency through reporting leads to better funding, which should be guided by cooperation between donor and mine-affected countries. At the same time, donor countries, states, parties, or not, are responsible for understanding the needs of mine-affected countries and distributing funding based on those needs. We know what we have to do, but how we do it matters as well.